Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Surak is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Surak Financial Services, author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell, and a new book coming out later in a few months, The American Dream Revisited. Right, Gary? What, first of the year, something like that?
Something like that, if everything goes right.
But don't worry, folks. We're going to launch it on this show, so you'll know about it. You'll have an opportunity to know more about it, and we're kind of serializing it right now with a discussion about the American Dream Revisited. In the previous segment, Gary, we talked about what was the definition of the American Dream. Now, what do you think? What is your feeling? What do you think? What is your appraisal of the American Dream today?
Well, it's really interesting. I've had two very unique opportunities. I was given the ability to have a survey put together for a high school class in Canton, Ohio, where I live. And the high school class came back very strongly pro the American Dream. Hmm. And again, it mentioned exactly what you did, Jim. A home, a business, a job, a family. I can't tell you how many times a dog came up, but it was incredible. And it, I mean, remarkable, and a vacation. And those were the things that were literally...
A vacation is the American Dream. That's funny.
Yeah, it came up a lot, too.
So cats didn't register. Poor cats, they need a better PR, don't they? They need better help, cats.
So it was interesting what came up as the American Dream. Really great vacations. The other thing that happened, though, is very shortly after that, I was a guest lecturer at Mount Union, University of Mount Union in Alliance, and I was able to basically poll the same group of people, much older, about their vision of the American Dream, and they were very negative.
Wow.
Where the high school students were very positive, these group of students
Well, that's
were
because they've been visiting with those bunch of pointy-headed professors is probably the reason.
Well, I think that was actually, I do believe that was part of it.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
Including the one who I was lecturing for, I thought, I'm sure they got some of that from him.
Go ahead.
Debt. I think debt was the other one, Jim. I think that really set them back,
what?
And that came
the
up
debt?
Pretty much across the room.
What was that, the debt?
College debt.
College debt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they're just looking at these mm-hmm. insurmountably large numbers trying to figure out how they're going to
pay. If they've already borrowed money and they got a friend or a older sibling or whatever who's already out with $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 in debt, it is a dampening effect on your perspective for the future, isn't it?
No question. And that's what came out when I did my survey. And then we started talking about the American Dream that you and I just talked about, you know, freedoms and opportunities. And by the end of the class, it was a much different, I had them say, okay, now if you had to talk about the American Dream, tell me now. And they kind of, the whole class shifted. Maybe there were a couple that weren't really so mm-hmm. positive, but I would say 90% of the class said, oh yeah, this is a different view of the American Dream than we were thinking. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, clothing and where you lived and the car mm-hmm. you drove and the cell phone you had and, you know, how much food you had on your table compared to other countries and the fact that you could live wherever you want and vote.
Right.
It was a very different discussion. So, interesting.
Well, their view was pretty myopic inside of their little barrel of their little ecosystem, their little bubble of pointy-headed professors and a statement every month about how much they owed.
Correct.
And so that was, you know, we all get like that, don't we? I mean, if you and I during the bad times, during the tough times, I've had my share. I don't know about you, Gary, but you know, if I just stayed inside the four walls of my office, you know, I'd probably, you know, jump out the window or something. But if you get out and walk around and see that there's a whole world out there, you have a different perspective, don't you?
Yeah, totally. And I talk about jumping out of my first floor window.
Yeah, me too.
The same thing.
Breaking an ankle.
Yeah, pretty much. Sprain a finger. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that that's exactly what it was. And once I was able to expand their horizon, it just changed the entire attitude of the room and the class. And again, I don't blame them because I think it's a really serious problem. I mean, I didn't walk away with that kind of debt when I left college, but today it's nothing to have $80,000 of debt.
Oh yeah, now these kids are owing a house, and here's what's worse: their job prospects aren't great.
That came out
and certainly not like they were. Like their older, their much older cousin, maybe 10-year older cousin was back in 05.
Yeah. The scenery has changed completely as far as the jobs.
Well, looking at it from the Gen Y perspective, there are 84 million of them, Gary. So, like our generation, very competitive. Like the baby
very
boomers,
competitive.
Very competitive. And they're starting out, as you said, many of them are starting out with a burden of debt, and it's definitely impacting one of the pillars of home ownership, and that's the home thing, isn't it?
Home ownership. Absolutely. It's interesting, Jim. You mentioned that, but we just placed an ad. We were going to replace our receptionist. She was going back to college, and we had I think 75% were college grads, and they were going to become a receptionist, and I thought, wow, something is wrong with this picture. I mean, not that being a receptionist isn't an important job, and it is in my place, extremely important, but I just found it unbelievable that 75% of the people were looking who had college education.
Right. Yeah, it's really, things have really changed, and this is one thing that we have not talked about. One of the other implications on the American dream, and that's technology.
Oh, totally.
You know, technology has had an impact on this.
Huge.
But also another thing that's had an impact on it is the policies coming out of Washington. You can't never get away from that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.